Good morning, David.
Hey, Charisse, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's the first day of spring.
Oh,
Yay!
that's right. Yeah, it is indeed. Yes.
No, never
It
mind.
was.
It's 20 degrees here, but it is the
Well,
first
exactly
day
right. I'm just looking at some serious looking clouds rolling over the mountains here, but it is supposed to be 70 on Saturday, so
Yeah. Okay,
might be
good.
better than
Yes.
that.
Yay!
So, despite it being still only VP of IT because I'm in my car and I turn my car off, but it's still hooked up to my phone. And I have a suspicion that after a few seconds, it's going to disconnect from the phone. And so, if we get cut off for a second, I'll try and rescue it.
There's
I'll try and rescue it.
usually a
But
transfer
anyway.
button involved with that, David. I at least on my Jeep there is. Don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll roll with it because
Yeah.
this is the morning call, rough and raw.
Right, ready. Exactly right. So anyway, look, I don't have a huge amount of time. I'm going into to a meeting in a few minutes, but I just wanted to pick up on something from our call with Jeroen and Laurie yesterday that really stuck with me. So a bit of context for anybody listening in. These are clients of ours. We're helping to create a vision for their future together as a couple and as business partners. And so we were working through what that vision, the various components of that vision. And the bit that stuck with me, sure, and it was two. There were two things about that. One was just a sort of healthy mindset. Also, listeners, these young people, they're having energy in them.
Yes.
But it was that curiosity that I thought was great. But also the idea of curiosity for where they could make a
Yes.
difference, as opposed to making up their mind now that they're going to do this or going to set up this sort of business or grow this sort of thing. Whatever they play with like that, they will keep looking for opportunities to serve, make a difference, and help. And I thought that was just
It was
really
lovely.
powerful.
It was. And that they have an agreement to do it together, whatever they do. And
Yeah.
as an early married
Yes.
couple, that's common to dream that way, but to actually set a plan for that dream and an
Yes.
intention for how we're going to be and what the result will be, how we're going to be together, what our promises
Yes.
to one another are, and what the end game
Yes.
is. That's just gorgeous.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's a whole new sort of vows and promises and as we, it brings the marriage ceremony into the day-to-day, when you're
It
updating your
also
promises like that.
brings vocation into the marriage, which I think is different. So for this particular couple, they're both career-minded folks, and they have jobs that are important to them that serve people, and they want to incorporate that desire to serve through their vocation into their promises, which isn't normal.
Yes.
I mean, it could be normal, but
No.
for in the world today, we get married, we think about the things that we're going to do together in terms of family and home and children or no children, and I don't think it's common for us to set the pace for the difference we're going to make together in the world through vocation.
No, I think that's beautifully put. As a couple of months ago, I was speaking at a up in Fort Collins, and I was speaking in a library, and I noticed that the library was where, this is where curiosity comes to life, or something like that. And I was talking about work, I was talking about the book, and of course, work is one of the things people are least curious about. They have completely made up their minds. How work is going to be, how long it's going to be, to what end it's going to be, and it was the irony of, and so whereas these people are saying, no, our vocation is primarily to be together, full stop, and then to be together to serve and impact other people. And some of that's going to be through our work now, and some of it's going to be through our business later.
Right. And also another interesting point is that that intention will be the glue that holds them together when times get tough, because we all know that during marriage, times do get tough. So the intention is to hold on to that dream and that vision for themselves as it relates to the difference they're going to make and the curiosity they're going to have while making it, as a way to stick in their marriage, which is another beautiful outcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to if things get tough, we'll go to therapy, or if things get tough, we'll take breaks from each other.
We'll just...
Yes, it was gorgeous.
Beautiful line from, that beautiful line just come to mind from Fun Boy 3. Did they ever make it in America?
If they don't know
Fun
about
Boy
that.
Fun Boy 3 were connected to Bananarama. I'm talking here the early, late 70s.
Oh,
early
I was just a wee babe then. David.
And there was a... Yeah, well, yes, I remember this song. My parents sitting down on their knee and playing this. No, it was during my university days, I think. And anyway, there was a line in there about this couple. And the song was a story about this couple, falling in love and then falling out of love. And there's a beautiful line in there about the trial session worked.
Trial separation.
Which
That's
is,
what happens.
So compared with... Yeah. Compared to deciding to stick together. Yeah.
And deciding they're going to stick together because there's something bigger they're creating than just simply their marriage. They're creating something because they're together that wouldn't exist without them being together. And I think that's the key point.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the biggest story as well?
Right.
Beautiful. Well, thanks, Charisse. I'm going to take that. Now, I am going to... I've decided during this call I'm supposed to be going into this meeting and doing an update on the project. I'm going to reduce my update to about 30 seconds and then ask how I can help. I'm going to look for an opportunity.
And be curious, David.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
All right.
You take care. Have a great day, David.
All right, cool. Thanks, Charisse. You take
Bye-bye.
Care. Have a great day.